Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. Casey Kenny is here, the voice of the Stratford Warriors. Yes, it is a Thursday, but we got hockey action tonight. Casey, good to see you.
Hey, Jamie, thanks for having me in.
Before we get to tonight's game, let's talk about last weekend, those high-scoring games.
Yeah, for sure. So they certainly were high-scoring. One was a 7-0 victory, and that came over Cowden on Friday night at home, and then they ended up defeating Brantford 6-1 at home on Sunday. So, yeah, certainly flexing their offensive muscle, I guess, is one way to say it, and certainly Stratford looking strong through those two games. They've now won 3 in a row.
Yeah, and that was a very successful home weekend.
Yeah, for sure it was. It's nice to get those wins, important to get those wins, and again, those are two teams that are towards the lower end of the standings, Cowden especially. Brantford second last in the division. They have played late better, though, since the Christmas break. But yeah, certainly good to show that they weren't going to take them lightly. They put full effort in both games and played well. And it's nice to keep the momentum going with now only two games left in the regular season.
I was going to say things are winding down in terms of the regular season, but we do have a Thursday night game tonight.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. So the Warriors are making the trip to Ayr to take on the Centennials, who again are a tough team. Ayr, in fact, won the last time these two teams met. So it'll be a good game. And that's could be potentially a first round playoff series. Could see Ayr taking on Stratford. We won't know exactly what the playoffs will look like until the end of this weekend, because there's still some seeding and jostling and whatnot to go around. But it could be a preview, and certainly Ayr, especially at home, is a tough team to take on. So.
Okay, what time's the game tonight?
For sure. So tonight starts at 7:30, and it's going to be a good one for sure.
And you can catch the broadcast online?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, thanks. So every game, the two remaining regular season games, and then every game through the playoffs can be heard live on StratfordWarriors.hockey. Myself and Don the General MacArthur will have the last two regular season games. And then in the first round of the playoffs will be Les Vaders, who's familiar to a lot of people, and General with the call. I'm away for a bit, but it's going to be exciting hockey for sure.
And I'm sure you'll be listening to these hockey games.
I certainly will be, for sure. I will have it cranked up, and I'll be listening and following along very closely.
And again, we'll chat on Friday, because we do have, as you mentioned, one more game for the Warriors Friday when they take on Cambridge. And it's interesting for them. It wraps up on Friday, so no games for Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah,
for them.
Exactly. Yeah. That's right. So, yeah, it wraps up on Friday. Cambridge in town, as you mentioned. Last regular season game for the Warriors. But, and then it's crazy that the regular season is over. Like, it's gone so fast. Like, it literally just seems like the preseason was yesterday. And that game one is going, like, it's unbelievable how fast the season has flown by. But the last regular season game Friday night.
Well, we'll see what happens after this weekend, where we are fully in the standings.
Well, that's it, exactly. Yeah, so we kind of have to wait until the end of the weekend to see exactly where teams are going to slot in, exactly where the playoffs are going to start. We know one series for sure will be top-seeded Listowel taking on Cowden, rather.
Okay.
Cowden's last in the division, Brantford's first. That can't change.
Okay.
So we know that will be one series for sure. But as for the rest, still have to wait and see exactly how it's all going to shake out.
Well, we'll wait and see what happens tonight. It's the Warriors at Ayr, and again with Casey Kenny, voice of the Stratford Warriors. Have a good game tonight.
Let's get this going.